During the lead up to Christmas, I decided to show y'all some Christmas podcasts that you can listen to when you need a break from all of the Christmas music that seems to be on repeat this time of year. This week, I get to talk about the podcast Totally Rad Christmas, which talks about all things Christmas in the 80s. I'm Andy Smiley, the Friendly Podcast Guide. I'm a mom who has used podcasts to fight the boredom and loneliness of motherhood, and now I want to help you find a podcast that can do the same thing for you. It can be overwhelming to try and find a podcast you'll enjoy in the thousands of shows that are out there. That's where I come in. My episodes are short, and they answer all of the questions you'll have about the podcast, so you'll know if it's a good fit for you or not. I'm here to help you find a podcast you'll love without wasting your time. Now, let's talk podcasts. This is how Jerry D describes the show. It's a show about the raddest time of the year in the baddest decade ever. That's right, we talk all things Christmas in the 80s, to the max. Toys, movies, specials, music, books, games, comics, decoration, food, fashion, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. And each episode is around an hour long. Before we learn more about the vibe of Totally Rad Christmas, we're going to take a quick break to talk about a way for you to up your podcast game with me as your guide. So you've started your podcast. That's an amazing accomplishment. Good for you. But now you're realizing that it could be so much better. One way you can improve your show is by scouring YouTube, Pinterest, and Google for podcast tips and tricks. But the more streamlined and personalized way to do it is to join my program, The Sounding Board. It's a small group coaching program starting in January, where I'll spend 6 weeks teaching you how to take your podcast from a decent long-term marketing strategy to an amazing way for you to find new clients and keep the ones you already have. You'll be learning with a group of motivated podcasters, and we'll have an exclusive Voxer group where you can ask questions specific for your show and get feedback from the group on intros, outros, and everything in between. The Sounding Board will take your podcast from to excellent in 6 short weeks. Doors open for the early bird pricing of The Sounding Board on December 11th. If you have any questions, please email me at friendlypodcastguide@gmail.com or hop on over to Instagram and send me a DM at friendlypodcastguide. I can't wait to help you make your podcast the best it can be. Now we get to hear from Jerry D as he talks about the nostalgia and wonder of Christmas in the 80s. Jerry, thank you so much for being here today. I cannot wait to talk about your podcast. But before we dive in, can you introduce yourself a little bit to my listeners?
Sure. So I'm Jerry D. I'm the host of the Totally Rad Christmas podcast. I work at a Christmas store, so you can tell I really do like Christmas. In fact, it's the largest Christmas store in Texas. I'm a father of three. And their little number one is 11, so she's actually in sixth grade now. And then I have a six and a four, and it's quite fun and entertaining, and it's very much Full House sometimes when it comes to their dynamic. Been married for, 12 years now. So yeah, it's a good time here.
That is fabulous. Also, that's really awesome that you work at the largest Christmas store in Texas. I feel like everything's bigger in Texas, right? So it must be a really big store.
It's 60,000 square feet. So it's pretty huge. Yeah, it's fun. Like, you go to work and you see Christmas and there's lights and it's awesome. And so, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a serotonin hit every day. That's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all the feels, all the love.
Totally. Okay. So I feel like this question is kind of obvious because of what we've been talking about, but why did you decide to start Totally Rad Christmas podcast?
So Totally Rad Christmas is all about Christmas and it's all about the 80s. Those are like my two favorite things in the whole wide world. I was a kid in the 80s. That's when Christmas was like the most magical and wonderful to me. And my mom always, even though she, like, both my parents were teachers, we didn't make a whole lot back in the 80s. I mean, their starting salaries were ridiculously low back then. But, like, you know, we couldn't afford everything, but they always tried to make Christmas the most special. They would save and save and for the presents that they could buy me. And then luckily, of course, Santa would come and bring me something pretty cool as well. But it was just one of those things that I always loved, and I always loved the 80s. And I was doing a show, another podcast called Tis a Podcast. I was a guest. And afterwards, one of their listeners reached out to me and said, you should have your own show. So I thought, okay. And so I just decided to put my two loves, the 80s and Christmas, together, and that we got Totally Rad Christmas.
Oh my goodness, that is delightful. And yeah, well, truly, I love Christmas podcasts because, like I was telling you before we started recording, I get sick of Christmas music. Like, I love Christmas music, but if I listen to it nonstop, I'll get sick of it. And so I really like to be able to have Christmas podcasts too, that keep me in the mood, keep the spirit of Christmas alive, but it's not like the same songs over and over and over again. And so I am so excited to talk to you to introduce my listeners to some awesome Christmas podcasts that can keep you in the spirit of Christmas without making you listen to all of the same songs over and over again. So yes, I'm really grateful for you making this type of show.
And I feel your pain, because as much as I love Christmas music, I love it. But during on Saturdays and Sundays and during the season, there's the same playlist over and over again. It's like six CDs that they ripped and put into a playlist. And yeah, when you hear the same ones over and over again, you get sick of those too. So luckily I have my own playlist. I have an earbud, whatever it's called.
I put it in my ear
and I listen to it. It's like 38 hours of just 80s Christmas music. So it's ridiculously different, because there's some wild stuff and some that's really good and some that's just not, but it's interesting enough, you know?
So. Sure. And it's not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Okay. So what is your goal? Like, what's your aim for what you want people to get out of Totally Rad Christmas?
So because I love Christmas so much in the 80s, I remember that feeling of like waking up Christmas morning and just running to the tree and seeing all the presents and the lights under it. I mean, the lights on the tree and just everything aglow. This just beautiful warmth and just the magic and awe and wonder. And that feeling is hard to replicate when you're an adult. And but sometimes thinking about those days really brings it back. And so the whole point of my show is just to make people, especially of my generation, to think back to those days and just get that feeling that they might not have gotten in a long time. Sometimes it might be like, hey, remember this He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special? Sometimes it's like, remember Cabbage Patch Kids? You know, it doesn't matter. We'll cover anything as long as it has to do with Christmas and 80s. And I've had a lot of feedback about like, wow, I remember that. And that really brought back, you know, fantastic feelings. And that's my whole goal, really, is just to bring that awe and wonder and just sense of magic back to the season.
Definitely. Well, and I, especially Christmas is almost always just like joyous nostalgia, you know, and it sounds like that's your show. Is just like nostalgia, but like the best kind.
I hope so. That's my goal. Yeah, that's what I try to do. I always try to be positive. You know, I try not to badmouth anything. Even if I don't really like it, I'll try not to be too harsh on it, just because someone out there is going to love it. And the thing about the 80s is that it was like the Wild West out there. I mean, they threw everything at the wall to see what stuck, and some of it stuck and a lot of it didn't. But at the same time, it just the fact that they threw it is kind of amazing. So I always try to just be fun and upbeat and entertaining. I think there's maybe three or four episodes where me and the guests just really did not like it. But overall, we really enjoy just having fun with these things and just, you know, basking in those memories.
Definitely. That just sounds delightful. So we're talking about like being upbeat and kind of nostalgia. How would you describe the vibe of your show?
So that's a hard one. So it's very conversational. It's basically like what we're doing right now. But I try to have fun with it too. So my first two seasons, it was just us back and forth talking. And then I always have these three bits that I do at the end just for laughs. It's ridiculous. You know, where we'll do a bit where I ask them about their happiest memory. Of course, that's taken from Christmas Vacation. Then I do a bit where we talk about, it's like, I call it gag me with the spoon, that phrase from the 80s. So basically we do our best impression of like our least favorite part of the thing that we're covering.
Okay.
So it could be like a really boring line or scene, you know, something that you thought was cringeworthy. It could just be a character's voice that you really didn't dig. But, you know, we try to do our best impression of it. And so I used to have folks like actually actually vote on it, but I decided to forget it. I was losing every single time, so I thought, oh, we'll just stop the voting. We'll just have fun.
That's awesome.
And then we just kind of try to guess, like, you know, because G.I. Joe taught us that knowing is half the battle. So we always try to guess what the other half of the battle is, and we just relate it to the show. But mostly it's just a jolly good time, and it's pretty chill. We're really relaxed. It's a nice laid-back atmosphere. I try not to get too uptight about anything. And we just kind of dig into whatever we're talking about, and yeah, it's fun.
It does sound fun. Well, and just I feel like it's pretty easy to have fun when you're talking about Christmas too. So, and right. I feel like it's pretty easy for listeners to have fun when they get to listen to conversations about Christmas.
So. And we totally geek out. Like all my guests are geeks on some level. So, you know, it could be about Christmas. It could be about toys. It could be about 80s. It could be about music. It's just whatever. But I try to, while I have a lot of Christmas podcast network hosts come on, I also try to have other hosts from other shows like Cult Film Club or No More Late Fees, you know, just these popular or, you know, semi-popular shows among us geeky folks. And we just kind of have fun with it. And yeah, so it's just a blast, you know.
That does sound like a lot of fun. So this question is my favorite, but I know it's hard. So I'm going to give you a second to think about it. The question is, what is your favorite episode or a couple of episodes? Because I do know it's hard to choose. But first, while you're thinking about it, tell me, where can people find you?
Okay. So the easiest way is totallyradchristmas.com.
Okay.
And so that's, you can pretty much find everything from there. I also have a link tree. So linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. You can get to my Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's not Twitter anymore. It's X, right?
Yes,
whatever.
For
Twitter.
Now.
I'm gonna call it Twitter still because, you know, I'm old school. So Twitter, we got my Mastodon link, which I don't really do much with, my Blue Sky link. And I have a Facebook group. I know Facebook's mostly for like us older folk, but I have a Facebook group called the Totally Rad Christmas Mall and Arcade. And so
anyone that's
a member can post anything they want about 80s or Christmas, and it's all good. So, you know, as long as it's not vulgar, I try to steer clear of vulgarity. But it's just you can find me at totallyradchristmas.com.
Okay,
favorite
perfect.
Episodes is a hard one.
I know. It is hard.
Yeah. So I have a few. Ones that I really like, if you kind of want a sampling of what the show is like, it's not the best. However, there's lots of clips from different shows. So okay. I do a fake award show every year called Christmas Awards or the Raddies.
Sure.
I have any one of those, the inaugural Raddies, the second annual Raddies, the third annual Raddies, and there's usually some sort of theme or fun little bit. And I don't want to spoil it, but basically it's like, okay, the nominees for Raddest Raddest TV show episode. And so then I'll have clips, you know, there'll be like music in the background, just like an award show. And there's clips of the different ones. So you can kind of get a feel for all the different guests. So those are really good. But I think some of my favorite episodes, the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles one is very good. I love that one. I really enjoy the Andy Williams and the NBC Kids Search for Santa episode because it's just bonkers.
Sure.
Yeah. And McDonald's is a really good one too. So,
okay.
The McDonald's episode.
Okay, I will make sure to link all of those and your website in the show notes so that people can go exactly where they want to go.
Right on,
because I feel like each of those episodes is going to speak to a different listener. So I like to just add them all.
Right.
Because most of my listeners are moms, I always like to ask, is your podcast okay for little ears, or is this more of like a put a headphone in or wait for the kids to be in bed type of podcast?
So it's mostly okay for little ears. There's most of the episodes are, there's a few that I've labeled explicit. There's some occasionally where the subject matter is probably a little more adult. And you can tell by the title, like if we're talking about Invasion USA, probably best to listen to that one with the headphone in or as you're driving to get groceries or something. You know, that's one you might want to avoid, you know, but then some of the ones like the Care Bears one is definitely okay for little kids. There's sure. There's a bunch like that. Pound Puppies are amazing. Yeah, so it's mostly awesome. Okay. I try to make sure my guests don't curse or use profanity in any way. But again, occasionally the one might escape if they're saying, and I don't know if I should say this, but bad A, that.
Okay,
You know what I mean? I'm trying to, I don't know. If, anyway, so yeah. So like, there's a few things that and if it was just an 80s podcast, I wouldn't have cared. But because it's Christmas in the 80s, I feel like it needs to be a little more, a little cleaner. And so, yeah, but I'd say it's about 90% clean for little kids okay for little kids, and then about 10% probably not.
Totally. Well, and for me, at least, I'll look at a title. If I'm going to be listening to it around my kids, I'll look at the title. I'm like, oh, this is not going to be a good one. Or if it's explicit, right. It's like, oh, that's easy. That's just not going to be a good one for right now.
Exactly.
And I'm just grateful when you just label it. Like, then I can just know. And
I think I only have three that are labeled, really, that I just could not edit these things out because it would ruin the entire flow of the conversation. And one, the name of the podcast that my guests were from actually was explicit. So,
you can't really.
Exactly. Like, they need to plug their show. So, but yeah, mostly it's okay.
Totally. That's awesome. And in my opinion, at least, I feel like I need both types of shows in my life. The ones that I can always have my headphones out and the ones that I have to have my headphones in.
Right.
I need them to be like a fully rounded human. So I'm good with both.
right on.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add that we haven't touched on yet?
We cover anything in the 80s. Like I said, it doesn't matter if it's TV specials, if it's movies, if it's episodes of shows, if it's music. We cover a lot of music. I do get a little bit sometimes into the weeds with music theory because I'm a musician, so I love music theory. But I try to keep it a little bit grounded. But we talk toys, we talk fashion. I have a whole fashion episode. We talk
food.
Oh,
that would be interesting.
I mean, we'll talk decorations, we talk like wish books, and there's a bunch of miscellaneous things as well. So if you're into anything like in the 80s, like if you love Stranger Things and it kind of reminded you of when you were growing up, you can tune into my show and we'll probably have something that you remember or like vaguely sparks, something in the way the recesses of your mind. And I think you'll enjoy it.
That is fabulous. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about your podcast. And I am so excited for all of my listeners to find you and listen, and it's just going to be a delightful Christmas because of your show.
Well, I hope so. And Merry Christmas to everybody.
Isn't that such a fun Christmas podcast? It makes me so happy to think of all the crazy 80s Christmas stuff I get to learn about now. If you know someone who could use Totally Rad Christmas in their life, will you share this episode with them? Also, if you want to take your podcast from a decent marketing strategy to the perfect tool to help you get more clients and keep the ones you already have, join my group coaching program, The Sounding Board. Early bird pricing is available starting on December 11th. Talk to you soon.